Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Ascension Secrets of Saint Germain show. I'm Troika Saint Germain, and I have a wonderful guest tonight who happens to be a personal friend of mine, and he is the receiver of an incredible healing modality called Angelic Reiki, and it was given to him by Metatron, and it's very different from regular Reiki. So let me introduce everyone to Kevin. And Kevin was born and raised in England, and he currently lives in Luxor, Egypt. So we're having a very international show tonight. So please, everyone, meet Kevin. Hi, Kevin.
Hi, Troika.
It's, what time is it there? 5 a.m?
Yeah, it's just past 5 a.m.
Well, thank you for getting up so early to be on the show.
Well, that's my pleasure.
So, why don't you define angelic Reiki? You know, and whether I don't know if you know this, Kevin, but I've done several shows on angelic Reiki when I was on my other station, and one show I had Phyllis on. Phyllis and I did the show together.
All right. Phyllis is an old student of ours from Northern California.
Right.
Okay.
Is there a time delay with the phone?
I think there is on this particular connection, yeah. Well, last time we talked, which was about a week ago, it was dead clear, but for some reason today, maybe it's because everybody... Maybe the phone line's feeling like I do, that it's 5 o'clock in the morning. It's a bit tired, you know.
Okay, so I'll just work that in. We'll know that there's a pause between our conversation. So tell people about angelic Reiki and how you got it and what it's all about and all of that stuff.
Okay. I've kind of been doing kind of spiritual work, if you will, for about 16 years, which just started as personal meditation, because I was, as usual for most people doing spiritual work, they come to a crisis point in their life where they feel things have to change and they turn inwardly to find the reasons why certain things are happening in their lives, and that's exactly what I did. I came up with the answer to do some meditation. And I did that for a number of years. And then as I started to meditate, I recognized that there was something energetically happening around me. And through kind of personal intuition, I found that the kind of what was opening up for me was the ability to be a channel for the energy that was coming in when I was meditating, to pass it on to other people. And of course, in those days, I was very kind of skeptical about spirit and things. And I had some very small children, and people, somebody told me that I was like a natural healer, but really took that on board as a one of these things that that people say, and it wasn't me kind of thing. But then one of the children got very ill. And I decided to give it a run for its money. So I just placed my hands on my son, and just let the energy that came around me when I meditated flow to him. And then the following morning, he was totally okay. So in that moment, I became one of the converted, I'm afraid. then for a number of... Sorry. then for a number of years, I just kind of practiced as an intuitive healer, which was just channeling the energy that I felt through meditation to people, and found that people were getting better through it. As the years passed, I started to get the feel of the energy that I was channeling, and I termed it to be angelic energy. And then in 2002-2003, I started to be guided to certain places, certain books, certain information And it all started to come together over 6 months as a system of healing. And then kind of out of the blue, a friend of mine in Stratford-upon-Avon, which was the birthplace of Shakespeare, did a kind of healing on me as part of an exchange. And in that moment, she was guided to give me the Asui Reiki attunement, which up to that time I'd never taken any workshops or courses, and had been quite sceptical about Reiki. But without asking for it, I suddenly became a Asui Reiki master. And then within a month of that, another friend of mine felt guided to give me all of the attunements to a system of Reiki called Shambhala Reiki. So within the space of a month, I became an Asui Master Reiki master, if you will, and Shambhala Master Reiki. And it was then that I realized that the system that I'd been given was based on the Reiki symbols. And so I felt at that time, or intuited at that time, that I should just call it Angelic Reiki. And so we kind of put it out into the world from then onwards.
Now, in my opinion, Angelic Reiki, which I am a master of, thanks to Kevin, in my opinion, Angelic Reiki is extremely different from the other forms of Reiki. Would you like to tell people how, you know, what the differences are?
Okay. There are quite a few differences, excuse me, but the major difference is that the Reiki system itself has its roots in the healing system that was practiced in Atlantis, and the symbols were actually given again through the angelic kingdom to humanity as a way of connecting humanity with different aspects of their higher divine self. And truly all healing is connecting people into the knowledge that they are part of the divine, and the divine does not get illnesses. So the more a person can embody the idea of their own divinity, then illness cannot exist in the same space. So the whole idea of this is that the symbols that were given, or that are given in Angelic Reiki, are actually passed to the students by the angelic kingdom in a space that we open up. So we do not give the attunements. They come through energetically in the workshop through setting up a space that my wife and I set up, and those symbols are then passed to the students without connection to our consciousness, which would then step them down in vibration. So the symbols are actually passed at the highest vibration in which they were created from the originators, of the system, which is the angelic kingdom. The other major difference is that, as I've actually said, in normal Reiki systems, when people are given these sacred symbols, they are passed to the student by the master. And of course, if you are a channel for anything, it has to come through your consciousness. And of course, all of us on the planet recognize that humanity is working through personality, and it doesn't really matter if you're an incarnation on the planet, then you're working through the same stuff everybody else is, and those symbols would be colored by that. So really the major difference in this system is everything that is transmitted to the student comes from the angelic kingdom, which is just a vibration, a change in vibration that we can instigate in the workshop to allow everything that's passed to those students to be of the highest.
Well, and what I will say is different about it as well is that the traditional forms of Reiki, the student is taught a pattern or a format that has some rigidity to it, that there is a mental, okay, first you do this, now you transmit that symbol, now you do that, and, you know, there's a there's an order to it, and it's fairly rigid. With the angelic Reiki, you know, no two people are totally alike. No situation is totally alike. So therefore, not the same system is not going to work in all cases. And the angelic Reiki, because the angels come in and do the healing, and the practitioner is just the conduit for the angelic energies to come through them, there is no pattern. The angels give that person exactly what they need at that time and may do things in a completely different order than the human might think is the way to do it. So to me, that is a major difference.
Yeah, that's right, Troika. Again, just like in the initiations, we were totally guided to allow the person who's doing the healing to be shown how to become a perfect channel. And this is one of the things in healing that people don't recognize, is that you've got any intention for the patient, you might have that a desire that that patient get really, really well. Most healers don't recognize that, even though that may be a very altruistic reason for doing the healing, it will also block the healing, because your consciousness is stepping between you and a vibration of consciousness that does not hold personality stuff. So we train people in the angelic Reiki to become perfect channels for the energy of the divine, which is always around us anyway, but we don't connect into it most of the time. And we show them how to just let go into the space, and then the angels use that person's energy to kind of merge with the healer and then connect to the patient. And of course, angels are working on multidimensional levels, which means just like multiple realities, they can see energetically what the patient needs and instantly can come in, and I mean quite instantly. They can cause very effective, very major changes in that person's life.
Yes, I can attest to that. Now, you are, well, the way you and I first met is, I believe, through onespirit.com. And
that's correct, yeah.
And one day I got an email from you asking I would help you come to Mount Shasta and do set up workshops and all of that, which I very seldom do for people, but instantly felt that your work was very important and it was something that I was glad to do. And that's how we met. And so you were still in England at that time, and you've come to the United States several times over the years to give classes and teach people angelic Reiki. Oh, by the way, Alexandra, remember Alexandra? She was supposed to come to Mount Shasta, but then couldn't and went to the Pismo Beach class instead. Do you remember?
I remember that, yeah.
She called me today. She's going to see you in Sedona, and I think she's listening tonight. So, hi, Alexandra. Anyway, then you moved to Egypt on a permanent basis, which is... We're going to talk about that a little bit later, but you have an upcoming tour of the States. You're going to be in three different places to teach angelic Reiki?
That's right. This is kind of the biggest kind of tour we've ever done, really. It's over 2 months. We kind of fly into the States early June, and the first place we go to is Oregon. And then we go to Texas, Austin in Texas, and then we finish up in Sedona, which is a place I've never been, but which I've always wanted to do.
Oh, you'll love it.
And it feels that Sedona, because it has a connection again with some of the very sacred vortex points on the planet through the American Indian tradition, that the energy of Egypt, of which I'm now surrounded by all the temples here, there is going to be a connection made in that workshop to the wisdom that was anchored into the temples here, to anchor some of that wisdom into Sedona. And the angelic kingdom are very kind of encouraged or excited about the fact that we are going to be in Sedona, and there is going to be a big shift in the energy there through the anchoring of this system. And as usual, when we do these workshops, a lot of the time, even though we are there to pass this system on to other people, Spirit and the Angelic Kingdom use that workshop for other means, such as bringing in energies that are needed at this time because of the big awakening that's going on the planet and in humanity, to anchor that energy into specific points. And that's why Christine, who's my wife, and myself, we travel all over the world giving out this system. But really, the kind of secret agenda, if you will, is to go to the points on the planet where this energy is needed to step up and clear certain parts of the Earth from energies that have been anchored there over the last 2,000 years while humanity's kind of gone into that slumber state of disconnection from spirit.
Yes, I remember the last time that you were here in Mount Shasta, we were all surprised that there was something very definitely going on with the mountain in correlation to our workshop. I don't remember now what it was, but I remember it was something really big and major. Do you remember what it was?
It was really, well, all of our work, because this system comes out of Atlantis, all of our work has been guided down that path, which is to clear the trauma of the event when Atlantis was kind of destroyed. But it wasn't so much the physical destruction, it was the way that the Atlantean civilization descended into ego, as all humanity needed to do at that time to experience the density of the physical plane. It caused all of the kind of systems they were working with, all the wisdom, the ancient wisdom, to also descend into matter and lose its clarity, its definition. And it feels that through the angelic Reiki and the other work which we do, which is the Merkaba work, we are guided to certain places on the planet where the ancient wisdom or the Atlantean wisdom was practiced, but it had taken itself into that funny space of ego, so it wasn't, it had kind of tainted it in some way. This happened in Egypt. Earlier this year, Christine and I were in Guatemala and we went to Tikal. And all of these sites are an extension of the Atlantean consciousness or the ancient wisdom that was practiced in Atlantis, which is, ancient wisdom is just another term for recognizing the archetypes, how creation happens, and that our consciousness is just a smaller manifestation of the greater consciousness that humanity turns as God. So we find ourselves all over the planet at sites where the ancient wisdom was practiced, but where it had been stepped down in energy because of humanity's desire to experience 3D. And so Sedona was one of those places, and so we feel that we are there to cause a clearing, if you will, a healing, an angelic healing on Sedona.
Mm-hmm. So, and also what's different this time is, in the past, when you've come to the States, people had to take angelic Reiki 1 and 2 is one workshop, and then they had to wait until you came back the next time, sometimes 6 months later, sometimes a year later, to take angelic 3 and 4. And I understand from Alexandria that you're doing, at least in Sedona, you're doing them back to back.
That's right.
That's correct.
Christine and I only teach the system now over 7 days. And of course, we do it over 7 days because, again, esoterically, seven is a magical number. It's a creative number. The world was created in 7 days. It's an archetype of consciousness. It's a divine archetype. And so we are using that archetype to pass this system to people over a full 7 days. So at the end of the workshop, the people who take that workshop, apart from being receives of the energy and the consciousness expansion that comes with that, will also be able to practice as a healer and teach the system to other people, which is really what we want. I mean, the whole idea of this is to get as many people attuned to this energy, which is their own divine self, so that they can then pass it to other people. And in a way, they don't need to pass it through workshops, because once you've had this initiation, if you will, this energy attunement to the angelic kingdom, it literally is a truth that every person that you meet from then on receives, to the degree that they can accept it, this energy, which actually changes the molecular structure of your physical body, and it creates a kind of aura around you that's not there normally. And everybody who's done angelic Reiki has seen that their lives have absolutely shifted from that moment in time. They've become different people, very magnetic, and people come to them from all walks of life. Even if they're working in the public sector, they find that the office they're working in, people react to them differently. They truly start to live a magical life.
And can you give the listeners the dates? For you're going to be first in Eugene, Oregon, and that's going to be when? Do you have the dates tied down yet?
Yeah, just barely. That's one thing that I didn't.
Well, I guess they can find it on. They can find it on your website.
No,
right?
I've actually got them here. I can put them on my PDA. So we're in Eugene, Oregon, on the 1st of June, and we're doing a master's update. This is for all the masters that have taken the system within America to be given the latest information that we're working with at this time. Let me have a look.
And how many days is that one going to...
The master update is just for 3 days. We're actually in Austin, Texas, to do a workshop which we call the Shambhala workshop, which is really the ancient wisdom as held by what was normally termed in our terms as the ascended master consciousness. So it's having spiritual consciousness, and it's totally different to human consciousness. It's a way of perceiving the world and the world as it truly is. Most of us walk the world thinking that the solidity around us is all that there is. In actual fact, that's only a very small part of what's here. And so through that workshop, we gradually take people through a definition of all of the 12 vibrations, the 12 vibrations of consciousness, which are actually in the space, in every person listening to this program, every dimensional level is in the room with them now. It's just that their consciousness does not perceive it. And so in this workshop, we take people gradually through an awakening process, to show them that all dimensional levels are actually in the space with them wherever they find themselves at any one time. And just by knowing that and feeling it, their perception, their world, becomes infinitely bigger and greater. And also we're doing a workshop there called the 7 Angelic Laws of Abundance, which is a new workshop that we've just been given. And this is, the 7 number archetypes of how creation happens. And if you wish to bring anything into your life, if you follow these very simple archetypes of consciousness, or how to perceive the changes that you want in your life, then those changes will absolutely happen, because we teach, and this is what we've been taught by the angelic kingdom, is that there is nobody out there judging whether you deserve this or that. It's totally up to us to create what we want in our lives. So Christine and I do not become part of this thought that's out there, that if you need anything, you ask the angels and the masters for it. What we believe is that we're on the earth to become masters of this plane, and so we have to figure out the laws that it's working by, and then we use those laws to create anything in our life. And spirit doesn't judge us whether we want a brand new Cadillac or we want a healing center. Everything is valid, everything's energy. And so we teach in this workshop that whatever you want in your life, if it's part of something that's going to actually bring you joy and happiness, there is nothing wrong in asking for anything to come into your life as long as it brings you joy and happiness and it gives joy and happiness to others. So that's the Abundance Workshop that we'll also be teaching in Austin, Texas.
So what are the dates for the two Austin ones?
The dates for the Austin, for the Abundance Workshop are the 13th, 14th and 15th of July.
Of July?
Yeah, of July. And the Shambhala Workshop is the 23rd through to the 30th of July.
Are you sure? Eugene,
no.
Oregon is June 1st? Maybe, is Eugene July 1st, maybe? What are you going to do in between June 1st and July, the middle of July?
Yeah.
That's a long time.
Okay, sorry, I've got these dates wrong. Again, it's because I wasn't prepared for you asking me these. Okay. Okay, so it doesn't appear that I've got the actual Texas dates down here. But they are on the website. If people would like to look on the website, which is www.angelicreikimagic.com, all of the dates for the American trip are on there. The dates that I've just given for the July is actually the 7-day Angelic Reiki workshop, the special one that we're going to teach, and that's from the 23rd of July through to the 30th of July. And this is the major reason why we're coming to the States, to anchor this energy into Sedona.
Right. Now, do you have the contact people's names and phone numbers with you for each state?
Just bear with me. Yeah. excuse me. Our agent in America is a very good friend of ours, or he's becoming a very good friend of ours, called Raphael, and his partner, who is Aluna Joy, which I know is...
Right, who I've known for 21 years.
Yeah.
Aluna and I are old soul sisters.
Yeah.
So Raphael...
I can give you his telephone number. And
right, that would be great.
And again... Yeah, and the bookings that, again, if you go on the Angelic Reiki website, which is the angelicreikimagic.com website, all of the information about these workshops are there, plus all of the contact details for Raphael. But the number I can give you now is 928-282-3993.
Okay, and that's for Raphael in Sedona.
That's Raphael in Sedona, who's our agent there now.
And so he's coordinating for Texas as well? Or do you have someone?
He isn't coordinating for Texas, no.
So who's coordinating Texas?
Let me just see if I've got it available here.
Is it Sue?
It's Sue, yeah. Again, it's because it's 5 o'clock in the morning. Because it's 5 o'clock in the morning, so... I kind of just, I'm not as organized as I would normally be at any other time.
Okay, well, we'll
I don't
just...
have Susan number down here. But again,
we'll just,
it's all through the website. If they go through the
website...
Yeah,
we'll just send people to the website.
All of the information is there, plus the contact details.
Right, which is angelicreikimagic.com. And there...
That's right, yeah.
There will be...
Or if they can type in... If anybody types my name in, Kevin Carr, into Google... they always get taken to the site anyway.
Okay. It's Kevincore. Okay, so let's talk about Egypt. What drove you to Egypt or made you want to live there? And, you're living near Luxor, which is where the Ascension Flame is anchored. And the other place that the Ascension Flame is anchored is here in Mount Shasta. And you've been here, and I've been there. And so we have a nice link-up between the two Ascension Flame portals on the planet.
We do. Mm-hmm. Again, the reason why we came here is because at the time of Atlantis is fall. The priests that came out of Atlantis created a civilization. The first civilization to be created after Atlantis fell was in Egypt. That's really where the ancient wisdom was anchored again. And then from Egypt it went out into the world, into all the other kind of ancient civilizations that we know of now, which is the Greek, the Tibetan, into South America, etc. So the actual wisdom of Atlantis was actually built into the temples. It's kind of energetically sealed. And because a lot of people come to Egypt now, or feel drawn to come to Egypt to do spiritual work, it's all about awakening the wisdom that was actually anchored into the temples, because at that time humanity had abused the wisdom in a way. And the energy was anchored, the knowledge was anchored into these temples energetically. And by many people coming here and doing spiritual work, those locks, those keys are turning, and the ancient wisdom is starting to flow back into the consciousness of humanity. So it felt very important that Christine and I come to a place on the planet where the energies that we were working with are the most powerful, and there is no more powerful place than Luxor in Egypt, because it's the site of ancient Thebes, which was the hub of the spiritual tradition in Egypt for about 5,000 years.
Yeah, Egypt is an incredible place. I had very profound experiences when I was there. And gosh, do you know that was 17 and a half years ago that I was in Egypt? And some of the events seem like yesterday. When I was there, I noticed that each temple had its own energy and purpose. I'm sure you're aware of that. You want to elucidate what the different temples stand for?
Yeah, the whole of the Egyptian temple complex, as it stretches through Egypt, and I don't know if most people in the States kind of recognize that Egypt really is just one big strip of land that stretches from north to south, which just follows the path of the Nile. So it's not in the way that we think of most countries as like a body of land that's pretty kind of circular. It's just a long strip of land that stretches about 1,500 kilometers long. On each side of the Nile is like lots of lush vegetation, and things grow here like you wouldn't believe. We planted some banana trees outside the villa 2 months ago, and now they're as tall as me in 2 months. I mean, it's amazing how things grow here. So the whole of Egypt is just one long strip. Now, the Egyptians recognized that was very much like the human spine, and so they created the temples to actually map the chakras in the human body. And again, they followed this kind of archetype of creating mirrors with the temples of divine patterning. So the whole of the temple complexes in Egypt were aligned with the constellation of Orion, and also some of the other constellations. So the basis for this is that if you create a pattern in consciousness that mirrors a divine pattern, say like a constellation, then the energy of that constellation will flow into the model that you've created. So the whole of the Egyptian complex of temples was created to bring the energy of Orion to the earth. And of course, that is the ancient wisdom that they practiced with. And in the early days of the Egyptian civilization, they literally were in communication with other races in the galaxy. And the pharaoh was the head, really, of the kind of galactic consciousness as it exists throughout our galaxy. And the hats, the crowns that he wore, were really symbolic of that extension of consciousness. And if you look at some of the pictures of the Egyptian gods, they have the sun disk above their heads. Again, that is an indication symbolically that they were connected with the consciousness of other races within the galaxy, and they held the ancient wisdom in the purity, which had been disconnected from the earth. And so the Egyptians really set up a system whereby, again, the purity of spirit, as it's held within the galaxy as an entity, could be anchored on the earth, and the pharaoh was the kind of high priest of that system.
Well, the Grand Pyramid, Cheops, and the other two that are with it, and the Sphinx, are actually placed in the exact pattern of the stars in Orion's belt. So
that's right.
Very, very much was, and the within the Grand Pyramid, there's passageways and holes that you can, if you know exactly where to look, you can see outside from inside, and those were all designed, and that pyramid placed to receive all the energy from the rising of Sirius, the first day that Sirius precedes the sun, which is usually around July 23rd. And,
it's exactly when we're going to be teaching the seven-day angelic Reiki in Sedona.
On July 23rd? So, that was also the day I moved to Mount Shasta, July 23rd. I didn't realize that so many years later.
Right. So, Sirius rising here has a very energetic effect on the whole of the country. I mean, we were actually here last year. We'll be in Sedona this time, but because we're in Sedona and part of us is always here now in the Valley of the Kings, this is one of the reasons why we feel the Sedona workshop's going to be very special, because when we're in Sedona, Sirius is going to rise, and Sirius has always been known esoterically or through the ancient wisdom as the source of the purity of the vibration of spirit through that kind of consciousness, which is known as the Great White Brotherhood. And, of course, mm-hmm. this is one of the energies that Christine and I work with pretty much all the time, is to bring in this very high energy of consciousness as it's held within the galaxy, of the purity of spirit and the purity of the divine.
Well, this is profound. It's not as profound as I thought. I looked at my timer and I thought I saw 11:11, but it's 17:17. So in 6 minutes and 6 seconds,
it'll
be it means that I couldn't tell the difference between a 1 and a 7. Anyway, I wanted to check the time to see how much more show we had. We're going to do another show on this when the time comes near, but I just am so excited about it. I want to let everybody know well in advance that next year, during the a new WESAC event is going to be created to rival the Mount Shasta WESAC and the Vienna WESAC and the Australian WESAC, and that will be your Egyptian WESAC.
It will.
Yes.
Yeah, we're creating. Well, we've actually booked a hotel. It's an amazing 5-star hotel on the banks of the Nile, overlooking the Valley of the Kings. The conference space is right sat on top of the hotel. It is the best hotel in Luxor, the most luxurious, and they have actually, as interior design, followed exactly the colour schemes and the patterns that are found in the tombs here. So the whole, even though it's a 5-star hotel in the Western tradition, it also has that link to the temples
the ancient
tombs here.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a real vortex area. So we're inviting 500 people from all over the world to come and assemble in Luxor, so that we can create a space here to, again, link into the ancient wisdom, to bring in the archetypes of the divine through the angelic kingdom, through the ascended masters, and to really send out this energy into the world for change, to try to do a healing on the world, not just one person or one country, but the world.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to take place on the 19th, the 20th, and the 21st of April in 2008.
And is that, that's the Taurus full moon that year?
Yes, it'll be actually dead on the Taurus full moon. It's fallen on a weekend, actually. It's Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Mm-hmm. And the Wezak full moon in Luxor, I believe, is about 23 minutes past midday on the Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be doing the traditional Wezak meditation that's done in all the other celebrations around the world.
Right.
But because we're in Luxor, it should again be something very special.
Mm-hmm. And you're having international speakers, so the world is really going to be represented.
We are.
Rather than just a bunch of locals.
It's only a week since we started to invite people. Mm-hmm. Excuse me, but we have Omar Shah coming from Hawaii, who said absolutely he will be coming. We have a Maori Tahunga or shaman coming from New Zealand, who's actually been to the UN to speak and is a peace envoy that goes all over the world. We have an American shaman coming from the American Indian tradition, a number of other people that are interested, but we, as I say, we've only been collating this for the last week, so it's going to be at least another 2 weeks before we have at least an up and running list. And we're going to create a website for it, which we're going to call spiritinluxor.com. And all of the information will be posted there within the next 4 to 5 weeks.
And you forgot that fabulous woman from Mount Shasta who's coming.
And of course, one of the most amazing speakers that's going to be there is this amazing woman that I met in Shasta one time. It was a very close connection with Saint Germain, and she will be on stage with her connected partner, Saint Germain, to give whatever she wants to give, really. But I'm sure it's going to be amazing. So
it'll be whatever he tells me to do.
Everybody in the world should turn up.
Well, it's going to be exciting, and you know, I've always been here in Mount Shasta for the Wezak festivals here, and I will be for this one May 4th, 5th, and 6th as well. And I'm doing a special 1 day workshop on May 7th for people. But you know, I asked Saint Germain. I said, "Which Wezak do you want to go to? You want to stay here in Mount Shasta, or you want to go to Egypt?" And he goes, "Oh, let's do Egypt," without any hesitation. So it's going to be really exciting. I'm looking so forward to it. And I want people to know in advance. What? I'm sorry, go ahead.
We always do a Wezak celebration. We always have a workshop at the Wezak in Luxor. We have done for the last 2 years, and this year is no exception to that. But the reason why we do it, again, it's a bit of a selfish reason, is that the energy is so strong here at Wezak that Christine and I always bring a group here, and we create this space through a group so that we can get the highest energies available, and we're always fulfilled in that. We have an amazing expansion of consciousness through being here at Wezak, mm-hmm. and it really carries Christine and I through right till September. We totally go into a new awakening every time we do this, and so to have 500 people in Luxor next year, to have that group consciousness and still have these very powerful energies coming in, I think it'd be a magical experience for everybody.
Oh, definitely.
To do it and concerned, and it really is a something that people who want to, you know, experience the change that's happening on the planet in a very powerful way, it really is something that they should consider to come and be part of that.
Yes, and that's why I want people to know about it well in advance so they can start saving money and manifesting it and saving the time, allocating that weekend on their calendars to come. Because just going to Egypt in itself is a transformative, amazing experience. And Wezak, you know, and that, as you say, that time and that energy is transformative and amazing no matter where you are on the planet, but to combine the two, I just can't wait.
Neither can I.
I'm sure it's going to be a very exciting event and well attended. I already have a few people that I've talked on the phone that I haven't even met yet that say, oh, I'm going with you. I have to go with you to Egypt. And I go, good. So we're going to have a great time and really rock and roll on the Nile.
Can I just say that because of the conference space, and this is why we're limited in Luxor, the biggest place that we could find was this conference space on the top of this hotel, but it only holds 500 people. We wanted initially to make it more than that, but we are limited to 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
So again, people who are thinking or want to come to this event, they should really be thinking about getting the bookings in early, because we really feel that we're going to be oversubscribed. We already have a person in Greece who feels he can bring at least 100 people. And we're also advertising locally to the expatriate community down in Cairo, of which there are many Americans there and English. And we're also going to advertise it in Dubai for the same reason. We feel we'll get at least 100 people from there, which only leaves 300 left for the rest of the world. So the real byword for this is to kind of look at it and see what you feel. And if it feels right for you, is to try to make the booking as early as possible, because we are really limited by those 500 seats. He said 450, and we said, well, can we get 500 in there? And he said, okay, we can get 500, but that really is as much as we can get. So,
mm-hmm.
Again, people who are thinking of coming, think about it now rather than later, and kind of make a choice then.
Now, well, if people want to come a couple of days early so that they can go and see the Valley of the Kings and a couple of temples and maybe go to the pyramids, will the hotel allow that for them just to make reservations there?
What we're going to do is, as part of the whole package, we're working with some very good friends of ours here who are also setting up about 6 or 7 trips that people could book on through the website that we're creating, the Spirit in Luxor website, where trips to all of the major temples in Egypt plus a trip to the Great Pyramid mm-hmm. will be offered. And the whole thing is, the whole package can be booked through spiritinluxor.com when it's up, and that includes accommodation. You will be picked up at the airport, taken to your hotel, picked up from the hotel, taken to the conference, etc. So we're offering a whole package here. All they have to do is just get themselves into Luxor, really, and
mm-hmm.
everything will be kind of taken care of. So we've kind of set it up that it will be, apart from the conference, which itself will be very powerful, because it is part of the conference, all of these trips to the temples will be part of that general experience. So it is a week in the calendar where you can come into a space and totally leave that space in a transformed, a changed way.
Mm-hmm. Good. Will the trips be before the weekend, before the WESAC weekend? The
trips are being set up so that there won't be any trips actually on the conference days, because the conference runs from 9 till 6 p.m. So there won't be any trips on the conference days, but the trips will be before and after the event. And we're catering trips for people who want to come for 2 weeks, as well as people who just want to come for 1 week. So if they contact us through the site, we will do our best to get them where they feel they need to be, at a reasonable cost, with all mm-hmm. the support, and so they don't have to worry about finding the way around here. And we're offering accommodation from camping right up to 5-star hotels. So anybody who wants to do it their way, they totally can do that. But we're going to support them in it and make sure that they feel okay about it, and to get everything that they need to have an amazing experience.
Great. Well, after this, I'll email you with my request to please consider putting a few certain things on available for tour. Well, we've got
no
a few
problem.
More minutes here. What?
No problem.
We've just got a few more minutes here. Well, we've got about 5 minutes. So I want to give everybody...
Can I just bring in a subject?
You certainly can. But you know what I want to do? I want to just give your websites one more time in case we run over. So for the Angelic Reiki workshops and information on that, you go to angelicreikimagic.com. And for information, on the Egyptian WESAC of 2008, in a few days you will go to spiritinluxor.com. Not up yet,
The website will not be up for at least a month because we are kind of waiting for confirmation from speakers. And until that confirmation comes through, I cannot pass the information to our webmaster. But he is very, very good, and he will have it up, he's assured me. He'll have it up by the end of May at the very, very latest.
Okay. And then people can go to the angelicreikimagic.com website and find your email address and correspond with you that way. So now we've got 4 minutes, so introduce your topic.
Okay, the other thing that I was going to say as part of the Angelic Reiki stuff is that most people recognize that there's big shifts happening on the planet, and we see this with the global warming thing, which is really not about carbon emissions, it's about the space that the whole solar system finds itself in at the moment. So the Earth is actually being heated up by the sun, which is... every 14,000 years we pass into a part of the galaxy which causes an energetic shift in the solar system, and it's that that's actually causing the energy for climate warming. And this is gradually being recognized now by scientists. One of the other things that most people listening to this program will recognize is that they are also going through shifts.
Mm-hmm.
And this energy is causing releases of cellular memory, what Christine calls miasms, which are illnesses that's been passed to you by your parents and their ancestors, and that they are being triggered cellular within our bodies. And one of the reasons why Angelic Reiki was given was to give a system of healing that would allow a person to do this healing on themselves, to allow these changes to be transited in the most harmonious way. And as you know, last year I had a number of these things triggering me, and it's through Angelic Reiki that I've actually got through it. So last year I found myself with cancer in my mouth and my neck, and had to go through an operation to remove a tumour. But I've had no other treatment other than that, and the whole of the... illness that was around me at that time has now totally dissipated, and this is one of the reasons why Angelic Reiki was given. It was given because of the time we find ourselves on the planet, and it's given as a system of healing for personal use as well as other people. And this was always stressed by Metatron, that this system was given for light workers to heal themselves through the changes that are happening in the physical body as well as on the planet. So I just wanted to kind of get that across as well, that in this workshop, the emphasis that Christine and I place is not about healing people outside yourself, it's about healing you and how to get through this very energetic period that we're passing through in a very harmonious way.
Yes, and also besides the obvious healing of diseases and discomforts and all of that, the Angelic Reiki is definitely a tool for ascension and a preparation for ascension, because it raises your vibration and frequency much higher than when you walked into the room, and that's what ascension is all about, is increasing your vibration and frequency. So we've got like 30 seconds, Kevin. I want to thank you so much for being on the show and for getting up so early, so that people here in America can listen to you. And I hope that those that are interested will go to your website and find out more about Angelic Reiki and the Shambhala class and the Abundance class, and avail themselves to the wonderful tools, energies, and gifts that you bring to everyone. And so I just want to tell everyone goodbye, and goodbye to you, Kevin, and thank you so much.
Thank you, Troika, for having me on your show. And I shall definitely now go back to bed and try to catch up.
And say hi to Christine. Say hi to Christine.